Brothers and sisters, let's turn to Matthew chapter 4. Let's continue the fellowship on Matthew chapter
4.
Let's read a couple passages in the Bible. Matthew chapter 4, verse 17.
从那时候，耶稣就传起道来，说：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”
From that time, Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
耶稣在加利利海边行走，看见弟兄二人，就是那称为称呼彼得的西门和他兄弟安德烈，在海里撒网，他们本是打鱼的。Now,
as Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea. They were fishermen.
耶稣对他们说：“来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。”
And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men."
他们就立刻舍了网，跟从了他。
Immediately they left their nets and followed him.
从那里往前走，又看见弟兄二人，就是西比泰的儿子雅各和他兄弟约翰，同他们的父亲西比泰在船上。耶稣就招呼他们。
Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, in the boat with Zebedee their father, mending their nets, and he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Next, let's turn to Mark chapter 3. Mark chapter 3, verses 13 and 14.
耶稣上了山，随自己的意思叫人来，他们便到他那里。
And he went up on the mountain and summoned those whom he himself wanted, and they came to him.
他就设立12个人，要他们常和自己同在，也要差他们去传道。
And he appointed 12 so that they would be with him, and that he could send them out to preach.
那这个记载耶稣所设立的12个门徒。
And then it records the 12 names of the disciples of Jesus. Now let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 2. For you have been called for this purpose, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example that you would follow in his footsteps. Lastly, let's turn to Revelation chapter 14. Revelation chapter 14, verses 1 and then verse 4.
我又观看见羔羊站在锡安上。
Then I looked, and behold, the Lamb was standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his name and the name of his Father written on their foreheads. These are the ones who have not been defiled with women, for they have kept themselves chaste. These are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These have been purchased from among men as first fruits to God and to the Lamb. Wherever the Lamb went, they followed. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you for allowing us to come before your feet once again. For many things in this world have disturbed us and made things very difficult for us. We thank you, Lord, that before you we have rest and we have peace from above. For you, the Lord of all, you are our Lord and you are leading us in all things. And in faith, Lord, you teach us to follow you.
始当道成魔，一同在主你话语说法则，再次借着这一段所读的话，再次向我们说话。
For this morning, when we read your word, when you speak to us through these verses,
让看见当初你如何呼召门徒来跟从你，今天你也来呼召我们来跟从你。
Just like you called your disciples, Lord, when you call us this morning.
我们在地上是带有一颗心念，愿更多认定你，唯独你是我们主。
Lord, we have this desire on earth to recognize you as our Lord.
我想知道如何在地上生活服事，讨你的欢喜。
And how we live and how we serve you, Lord, may it be pleasing to you.
在早晨在这个时间里面，与你的儿女同在。
Lord, this morning may you be with your children.
让我们因着你的话得到激励。
May your word encourage us and illumine us. And Lord, may you fix, direct our steps so that we may be following you. We pray this in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen. This morning, brothers and sisters, we'll be continuing looking at the Gospel of Matthew.
我们上次讲到在第三章里面乃是这位施洗约翰他是天国君王的先锋。
We see that John the Baptist came as a forerunner before the king.
因为耶稣就是天国的君王。
Because God is the king of the kingdom of heaven.
他施洗约翰出来在旷野当传道，他被称为是旷野的声音。
And John the Baptist was called the voice calling out in the wilderness. He was preaching, the kingdom of God is at hand, repent. Because the king has come and we must repent and turn to him and receive him. All those who receive him, receive him as king in our hearts.
然后底下我们看见耶稣
And then we see many people come before John the Baptist to be baptized by him. So you must bear fruits that is worthy of the name that you've been called. John the Baptist said, I baptize you with water in repentance. For the one that comes after me is greater than I and will baptize you with the Spirit and fire. We see Jesus come into the River Jordan to be baptized by John. And John stopped him and said, I should be baptized by you, Jesus. But you asked me, yes, to be baptized by me.Says, allow this for the time being to fulfill all righteousness. The Lord Jesus is perfect and without sin. He does not need this baptism of repentance. But why did he come to John to be baptized by him? Because he is standing in the position of a man. He's representing man, representing that man is sinful and needs to repent. Through baptism, the Lord wants man to express the righteousness of God. Because the wages of sin is death. So baptism speaks to death.Not only did the Lord Jesus was submerged under water, but he also came out of the water. And the heavens opened up for him. And then we see the Holy Spirit descend upon him in the form of a dove. And a voice called out from heaven said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.
所以我们看主耶稣从这里开始，他一直站在这个一个人子的地位上，站在一个死的地位上。
So positionally, the Lord is in the position of a man, in the position of death.
也更是站在一个死而复活的地位上，在地上开始过他的生活。
But he also is standing in the position of resurrected life, living life on earth.
然后到第四章，我们看见他就在旷野受魔鬼试探。
And then we see Matthew, that he was tempted in the wilderness by Satan.
那这一段我们在年初一开头的时候已经交通过了。
And I shared about this, beginning of this year.
所以说不再交通这一段。
So I will not, share on this further.
那经过受试探以后呢，然后因此听见约翰下监牢，然后主耶稣就来到加利利，然后后来又到拿撒勒。
After he was tempted, he heard that John the Baptist was thrown into prison, and then he came down to Galilee.
然后就住在那里。
And Nazareth, and he lived there.
然后从那里看，从那个时候开始呢，主耶稣他就传奇道。
And from that point on, he started ministering and preaching.
然后他在出来传道头句话仍然说：“天国近了，你应当悔改。”
And when he started his preaching, his ministry, he said, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent."
哇，这一句话不仅刚刚对着当时的犹太人来说的。
The Lord Jesus did not only say this to the Jews at the time.
对着今天所有的人说的。
But today he is speaking these words to us.
天国近了，你们应当悔改。
Kingdom of heaven is at hand.
告诉我们说，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
因为天国的王已经来了。
Because the King has come.So we must, so man must believe, must repent and accept him as king.
So we 看见当主耶稣第一次来到地上的时候，当然呼召人要悔改。
So when the Lord Jesus came to earth, he called for sinners to repent.
等到他第二次要来之前的时候，他仍然在呼召人要悔改。
And before he came, he was also calling us, calling the people to repent.
启示录第二章第三章的时候
，We read Revelation chapter 2 and 3.
这个悔改特别是针对教会来说的。
Those words said in those chapters were targeted at the churches.
除了士美拉跟腓立铁威这两个教会以外，其他在小亚细亚五个教会，主在那都要呼唤他们说：你们要悔改，你们要悔改。
Apart from Smyrna, Thyatira, all the other five churches, the Lord was calling them to repent of their sins.
所以很显然，当主第二次再来之前呢，地上教会大部分的光景都是在荒凉的地方。
So before the second coming of the Lord, we see the condition of the churches. They're in a state of dryness.
他不仅在呼唤人要悔改，他也在呼召得胜。
Not only is he there, calling us sinners to repent, but he's also calling for overcomers.
因为国度君王很快就要在地上。
Because the King of Heaven is about to establish His kingdom on earth.
有的能够悔改心转向神。
If man repents and turns their hearts toward God,
做一个得胜
and become the overcomer.
当第二次在来地上设立他国度的时候
，When the Lord comes again for second time and establishes His kingdom on earth,
这些人就要和他一同进到国度里面。
These overcomers will enter into the kingdom with Him.
享受国度的荣耀和丰富。
Enjoy the glory and the fullness of the kingdom.
什么就是神对着教会的一个旨意。
Brothers and sisters, this is the will of God for the church.
是当我们读这些话的时候，是在求主给我们里面有个羡慕、一个追求的心。
So brothers and sisters, as we read these words in the Bible, may the Lord give us this heart that desires for this.
神主拯救我们，不是单单叫我们罪得赦免。
The Lord did not merely save us from our sins.
主拯救我们最终目的呢，是要把我们带到他荣耀国度。
But his ultimate objective is to take us into glory, into his kingdom.
享受他在永世之前为我们所预备的丰富的产业。
To enjoy the inheritance that he prepared for us beforehand.
所以当主耶稣在宣告说天国近了，你们应当悔改。
So when the Lord Jesus was calling everyone to repent, for the kingdom of heaven was at hand.
那底下就记载他在呼召一些人，呼召门徒。
We see in Matthew 4 that he called, afterwards he called disciples to follow him. Because when the King of Heaven was starting to build his kingdom, he first called a group of ordinary men to follow him. And called them to work together with him towards the building of his kingdom.
里面我们看见大卫。
In the Old Testament, we see David.
大卫所预表的就是主耶稣基督。
What David is a type of is a type of Jesus.
在旧约里面告诉我们说，大卫得国做王是由一般人来投靠他，来帮助他建立大卫的国度。
It records in the Bible that David's kingdom was built not by himself, but with people helping him build it.
圣经告诉我们说，那些来跟从投靠大卫的人是怎样一种人呢
？And those who put their trust and their faith in David building his kingdom, what kind of people were they?
撒母耳记22章那里告诉我们说，他们是一般。受窘迫的。
You see in 1 Samuel chapter 22 that they were ragged men.
欠债的，心里苦恼的。
Those who were disturbed and those who were suffering.
这些来投靠他来跟随大卫。
And they threw their they allied with David.
圣灵为什么用这些的话来描述这些投靠跟随大卫的人是这样的情形呢
？Why did the Holy Spirit describe these men?Who followed David as such.
乃是说到他们本来都是一些软弱没有尊贵都是没有能力的人。
The Holy Spirit described them as those without dignity, without hope.
但是因着他们跟从大卫。
Yet they followed David.
最后他们就成为一般大能的勇士来帮助大卫设立他的国。
But in the end, it became mighty men of David who helped them build his kingdom.
同样我们看见当主耶稣他在地上开展他国度的时候
In the same manner, when Jesus was building his kingdom on earth,
他起初所招的门徒就是像这样的人。
The disciples that he called, the men that he called, were like these mighty men.
我想除了税吏马太以外，其他的门徒大多都是加利利的渔夫。
Most of the people he called were from Galilee.
因着他们跟从主。
And he called them to follow him.
主带领他们，主在教导他们，预备他们。
The Lord was leading them, teaching them, and preparing them.
有一天，当五旬节到，圣灵降在他们身上的时候
，On the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit descended upon them,
得到能力
，They received power.
他们就成为一般把天国福音传出去的人
，They became preachers of the gospel.
所以我们看见，当主在地上要开始在传福音的时候
，So we see when the Lord was preaching the gospel on earth,
他所招的人。所呼召的人
，those the people that he called，
没有一个是有学问的、有尊贵的。
Not a single one of them were of high status or learned。
是卑微软弱的人。
They're all humble and weak people。
正如当初跟随大卫那一般人一样。
Just like the mighty men who followed David。
但是因着他们的跟从主。
But yet they followed Jesus。
主在他们身上有许多工作、许多预备的工作。
The Lord had much work prepared to do on them.
他们从一般大能勇士，为主耶稣基督帮助主耶稣基督在那里得国。
But in the end, the disciples became these mighty men of Jesus who helped them build the kingdom on earth.
所以这些跟随耶稣的人
，So these people, these men who follow Jesus,
当使徒行传的时候
，We see in Acts,
当圣灵降在他们身上，他们得到能力。
When the Holy Spirit descended upon them, they received power.
他们在传福音，为主做见证。
They were testifying for the Lord and preaching the gospel.
那些光顾的人，那些反对他们的人。
Those who opposed them.
看，就稀奇他们的胆量。
They were amazed at their.
就认出他们是跟从耶稣的。
And they recognized that they were followers of Jesus.
我们看见跟从耶稣的人，他们的表现是完全不一样。
So we see that followers of Jesus behave in a completely different manner.
原来是一般软弱。的一个无知的小民
，They used to be ignorant, lowly people.
只会打鱼而已。
They were only fishermen.
但是有一天
，But one day,
因着跟从主的缘故
，Because they started to follow Jesus.
主改变了他们。
The Lord changed them.
今天同样主也要呼召这样一般人。
Today as well, the Lord is calling us, calling ordinary people as well.
保罗告诉我们说，我们这些蒙召的人在肉体上。原来都是软弱，没有能力，都是没有尊贵的人。
Also tells us that those of us who are called were once weak and had no power.
不是有尊贵的不多，都是大部分都是软弱的。
There was none honorable, and all of us were weak.
主同样也要呼召这样的人来跟从他。
The Lord is calling people such as these to follow him.
但是他们跟从主的缘故。
But because they started following the Lord.
他们就成为一般帮主得设立国度的一般人。
These disciples became fishers of men for the kingdom of God.
他们和一同在那里为神的国在那里努力在征战。
They work together to build and to expand the kingdom of God.
好像主的国度快快的临到。
So that the kingdom of God was at hand.
让主能够坐在宝座上。
And so that the Lord may sit on his throne.
所以早晨我们要从主耶稣呼召门徒这件事情呢，我们来看。
So from this matter of how the Lord called his disciples.
呼召门徒来跟从他，他所要讲的意思是什么？
What the Lord is trying to express here is.
我们在其中所要学习的功课是什么？
He's pressing us the work that we need to learn, the lesson that we need to learn.
怎样来跟从主？
The lesson is how we ought to follow the Lord.
我们看见在这里主耶稣开始呼召的时候，乃是呼召四个。
The first couple of disciples he called were two pairs of brothers.
从约翰福音第一章里面记载，这不是主耶稣第一次遇见他们。
From what was recorded in the Gospel of John, this was not the first time Jesus encountered them.
当主耶稣来呼召他们的时候，我已经见过这几个兄弟。
By the time the Lord called them to be disciples, he had already met them.
约翰福音第一章那里告诉我们说，当施洗约翰在那里为主耶稣做见证的时候。
Says in John 1, when the John the Baptist was testifying of the Lord.
安德烈还有彼得，西门彼得，他们在那里都认识耶稣，他是弥赛亚，他是基督。
Andrew and Simon Peter already recognized the Lord as the Messiah, as the Christ.
那时候彼得名字还叫西门。
At that time, Peter's name was still called Simon.
在第一次和他一见彼得的时候就，一见西门的时候就把他改名叫基华。
When the Lord met Simon, he changed his name to Peter.
基华的意思翻出来就是彼得。
Peter's name translates to Petra.
雅各跟约翰同样也是在约翰福音一章告诉我们说，那时候他们已经认识了主。
James and John, in like manner, had already known the Lord according to.
我们知道那时候他们对主认识可能也是不多。
But their understanding, their knowing of him was probably limited. Because they had only met him very, very few times. But when the Lord met them this time,
主对彼得跟他兄弟安德烈说，来跟从我，我要叫你们得鱼，得人如得鱼。
He said to Peter and his brother Andrew to come follow him, that he would make them fishers of men.
好像他们都没有什么多考虑。一句简单的话，他们就放下一切来跟从耶稣。
And it seems without a second thought, the two brothers put down their nets and followed the Lord.
同样呼召雅各和约翰的时候也是一样。
And when the Lord called John and James, they had the same reaction.
当主呼召他们说，他们也是立刻舍下船，别的父亲就跟从耶稣。
When the Lord called these two brothers, they put down their nets and left their father and followed the Lord.
好像他们也没有多的考虑。他们好像就能够舍下一切来跟从耶稣。
They immediately put down their nets without a second thought, follow the Lord.
为什么他们好像那么容易的就这样来跟从耶稣呢？
How were they so easily able to follow the Lord?
是不是一时的冲动？
Was it an impulse?
我们知道我们人有时候是很容易冲动的。
We know that human nature often makes us impulsive.
所以受刺激啊，是怎么样来气氛呢？人就很容易冲动，要做这个，要做那个。
Due to our environment or a certain stimulant, we end up becoming impulsive and do something out of impulse. Maybe we attend a festive event. And then we look at the speaker who is on stage. Or maybe at a revival event when we see the preacher. On stage speaking, he says, who is willing to give their life to the Lord? He says, who is willing to give their life to the Lord? He says, the Lord's field needs workers. And in that environment, that ambiance, they keep singing hymns. And the soul, the spirit within man seems to be lifted up.
有时候在上面讲，他那个好像也蛮有感召力。
And the speaker on the podium seems to be able to move the audience.
所以当人在那个非常热切一个好像非常兴奋这个场合里面呢，人很容易里面受感召。
And in this exciting and moving ambience, perhaps the audience is moved within their heart.
我看就有一些人他就上台去，他说他要把自己奉献给主，要为主做工。
And in these moments, perhaps members of the audience go up on stage and say they're willing to give their life to the Lord.
当他聚会回到家以后,
but once they return back to their own homes,
他心情平静下来后,
after they calm down,
他在那里呢,
after they calm down, it seems that the suffocating elements of life seem to seep right back into their life. They start to have many thoughts and considerations. And then they start saying, I need to pray earnestly. And this is not wrong. But the original thought of giving their lives to the Lord starts to dissipate. And then over time, they forget about why here we see when the Lord came to these fishermen and said, follow me. How were they able to just drop everything they were doing? They were not in the midst of an assembly or a gathering. They were busy fishing and laying out nets. They were busy doing their work. When the Lord called them to follow him, they put down everything they were doing and followed him. There was no external ambiance or environment to affect them. They responded simply to the Lord's call. The Lord called them and they got up and followed him. What happened to them that they were able to do this? They heard this word of authority. And in these words from Jesus, they touched this authority that he had. And by this authority, they obeyed. We know that man sins when they don't obey the word of God. So in the life of the descendants of Adam, we're full of disobedience. So that's why the word calls those who have not believed in the Lord as sons of rebellion. Because we were once people who are unable to submit and obey. And we often challenge authority. Just like the Jews. Do you remember in the Bible course when the Lord Jesus went to the temple and drove out the sellers and merchants?
那些祭司长，那些长老们，这些宗教领袖，这些社会上的一个有权柄的人。
These chief priests, the elders who held high positions in society, they feared and were unable to stop the Lord. And they saw a glimpse of his authority. But despite knowing that the Lord has the authority, they did not submit to him. But rather, they challenge the Lord's authority. They challenged him and said, by what authority are you doing these things? Who gave you this authority? The Lord did not tell them. Because they were not trying to find out in order to submit and obey this authority. They wanted to identify this authority to challenge it, to oppose it. So, brothers and sisters, we see that man can listen to a word of authority, but not necessarily obey it. Brothers and sisters, we know that the Lord's words have authority. When In Matthew 5, 6, and 7, at the very end, the Lord said these words. And the Jews were amazed at his teaching.
他们说,
the Jews saw him and said, he speaks as one who has authority, not like their scribes. The scribes are also in a position of, scribes are also teaching the people of God. But they were speaking empty words. But when Jesus spoke, his words carried authority. And man could feel the authority within his words. In Acts, there's also a verse that says this.
他说,王的话本有权利,谁敢问他说,你做什么呢?
God's words carry authority. Who is able to ask and say, what are you doing? So we see that the kingdom of God is here. He says his words carry authority. So when the Lord Jesus called out to his disciples and said, follow me, it was a few simple words. But they're words of authority. And in these words, disciples encountered, they felt the authority within it. And by it, they obeyed and submitted. So brothers and sisters, when we follow the Lord, the first thing we must consider is obedience. The Lord Jesus told the disciples that, I will make you fishers of men. On that day, without a thought, these disciples, they followed and obeyed the Lord and lived the life as fishers. But they were gaining men for the kingdom of God. And they offered their entire lives to the Lord. Their lives changed forever. And the purpose for their life also changed. They no longer live for themselves, fishing for themselves. But they were fishing for the kingdom of God, gaining people for the kingdom. So brothers and sisters, when we follow the Lord, we must first learn obedience. For brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord that when we're saved, we receive this life of Jesus. And the Holy Spirit dwells within us. How are we to follow the Lord today? The indwelling of the Spirit leads us in all things. The life of Christ gives us this feeling of life. Brothers and sisters, if we live in this life, and we follow this path of God, Lord, in the way we speak, in the way we act, we know what not to say, what not to do. The Holy Spirit gives us this sense of this. And through this sense from the Spirit, we act when we live our lives. And the result is peace. And the result is life. Brothers and sisters, this is how we follow the Lord. Whenever, sometimes we are angered by the words that we hear from other people. And when we are angered, we want to say these words, and these words of anger as they're on the tip of our tongue. We have this sense, this chastisement within us saying we cannot say these words. And then we stop ourselves, prevent ourselves from saying those words of anger.
这样子的话,
so brothers, in this small matter, we see that we can take one step forward on this path following the Lord.
有时候里面有意念说今天不要去聚会，今天不要做，不要去服事啊，不要怎么样。
There are times we see this, have this thought in our head that tells us don't go to church, don't serve.
就在这个关口里面，好像圣灵在那里给我们一些感觉，一些话说，还是要去聚会。
But in these moments, we receive these the voice from the Spirit tells us that you should still go.
当我们在顺服里面那微小声音，顺服里面生命的感觉的时候。
When we obey and listen to that small voice within us, if we obey that sense from the Spirit, we are taking further steps forward on this path
along the Lord.
So, brothers and sisters, following the Lord starts with obedience. Only those who obey the Lord can follow
him.
Why were the disciples willing to follow the Lord?
Because
they saw him and knew that he was king. They saw him as the king of their hearts. They saw him as his Lord, as their Lord, and they were the servants. The servants often need to listen to their master. He was a teacher, and they were students. But students must listen to their teacher. Brothers and sisters, this is following the Lord.
So, 我想当主在呼召门徒的时候，那一句话就显出主的权柄出来。
So, when Jesus called out to the disciples, "Follow me," they were words of authority.
也看见门徒就是这样顺服了这个权柄，然后他们就跟从。
Disciples responded to this authority and obeyed and followed him.
那么主呼召门徒跟从他又是为了什么呢？
But what other purpose did the Lord call these disciples?
在马可福音，我们刚读的那一节圣经里面告诉我们说，主在那里立了，按自己的意思，在那里立了十二个门徒。
It says in Mark that he appointed 12.
要常与他同在。
So that they would be with him.
所以跟从主就是说要常常与主同在。
So following the Lord means being with the Lord.
与主同在就是说常常要和主来亲近，有交通。
Being with the Lord means drawing close to him and fellowshipping with him.
So, 当这些门徒在那跟从主的时候，他们常常在主的旁边听他的教训。
So, disciples were often with the Lord and listening to his teaching.
有时候主对人教训的时候，对人讲道的时候，只针对门徒。
Often see that the Lord was speaking to the crowd, teaching the crowd, he was actually speaking directly to the disciples.
让这些跟从他的门徒能明白主的意思。
And he wanted disciples to understand his meaning.
他们也常常跟从主的时候，看见主在那做许多事情。
Disciples bore witness to all the things that the Lord did.
从主做许多事情当中，他们认识主是怎样一个。
And through these things that they witnessed, they came to recognize who the Lord was.
看见他的生活态度是怎样，他的性情是什么。
They were able to see how he lived his life, what his nature was.
他如果当怜悯人，他如果当显出他的爱来。
In the way he showed love to others and the way he showed mercy to others. And the way that he chastised the Pharisees, they saw his righteousness. So disciples, as long as they were with the Lord, they were able to know him more. They could learn from him and imitate
him.
We want to get to know someone. If we only need to meet them occasionally, we'll never truly know who this person really is. Perhaps they're very superficial. Perhaps they have their own biases and prejudices. In order to know somebody for who they are, we must be with them constantly. If possible, to be with them
24/7.
Only then can we see their true nature, how they are and how they act. And through this constant interaction, we can see their true personality, their true nature. From the Lord, we see that there's things that we can learn and imitate.
所以我们看见主呼召门徒就是要让他们常与主同在。
So we see the Lord called disciples that they would be with him.
慢慢他们常与主同在，慢慢主就可以改变他们，影响他们。
As long as they were with him, the Lord could change them and can influence them.
就像我们有一句成语说潜移默化。
There's an idiom that says we are influenced by the environment we're in.
若是我们常常跟一个人在一起，我们慢慢就好像他整个人的情形。
So, with, just in the same manner, when we're with somebody for a long period of time, they start to rub off on you.
慢慢我们就行事为人，做事的法则，就是会像他那个一样。
And slowly, the way we act, how we conduct ourselves, become more and more like that person.
所以同样，门徒当日在若瑟里面跟随时也是这样一个原则。
So when disciples are with the Lord often, the same principle applies.
今天我们不是在肉身里面跟从主。
But today we're not with the Lord physically.
那我们今天怎么样知道主的性情是怎样，知道主是怎样做事呢？
So how are we to know the nature of the Lord and how he did things?
我们必须常安静在他面前。
The way to know is to,
来读神的话。
To read the word of God.
因为神的话就记载主要是在地上整个生活行事。
Because the Word of God records all the things the Lord did and said.
他整个人的一个表现是怎样。
And it shows, it clearly expresses the person he was.
所以我们从圣经里面，我们就能够慢慢更多认识主，他是怎样的。
So through the Word of God, we can come to know the Lord he was and is.
他为什么做这件事情，为什么不做那件事情。
We come to understand why he did certain things and not others.
他遇到一些事情的时候，他是怎样反应，他是怎样表现。
When he encounters certain situations, how did he react?
慢慢我对此就有更多认识。
Slowly but surely in the Word of God, as you read, we come to understand.
我们就更多明白他的心意是什么。
We come to comprehend his heart.
然后我们就能按着他心意，照着他法则在地上过生活。
And once we know his heart and will, we can live according to that.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要常常安静等候在主面前。
So brothers and sisters, we must often quiet ourselves, quiet our hearts before him and wait on him.
跟从主所必须的。
This is something we need to do when we follow the Lord.
我们若是想要跟从主，我们必须要对主有更多认识。
If we are to follow the Lord, we must know him more.
当然，从许多生活经历里面，我们来认识主。
And through our many life experiences, we also come to know the Lord.
但是最重要的是从神的话语。
But the most important source is his word. Because this, the word of God, the Bible, testifies to the Lord. It tells us how, what kind of, it tells us of the Son of God. How he lived his life on earth. It shows us how we ought to pursue him and follow him.
慢慢去做改变。
And through this pursuit, the Lord slowly starts to change us.
慢慢就更像自己。
And more and more, we start to become more like the Lord.
跟从主是这样跟从。
This is how we follow the Lord.
要像主也是这样跟从。
If we are to follow the Lord, this is how we follow.
我们很少去读圣经，或是根本不去读圣经。
If we seldom read the Bible,
我们更无从认识主，他到底是怎样的主。
We will never.Get to know the type of word the Lord is.
更不知道他的心意是怎样来效法他学习他。
We'll never know the Lord's heart and how to imitate him and learn from him.
所以跟从主第二个就是说我们要常常与主同在。
So the second principle of following the Lord is that we have to be with him.
常常与主同在的时候，第三个就是要与主同行。
We're constantly with him. We, in the same manner, we are walking with him.
阿摩书第三章第三节那里告诉我们。
In Amos chapter 3, verse 13, it says,
若是二人不同心，岂能同行？
It says,
若是两个人不能同心，岂能同行？
If two people cannot be in agreement, how can they walk together?
英文说 agree, 就是两个要一致。
If they do not agree with each other, how can they walk together?
两个人要什么事情都一致，他们两个才能同心同行。
Only when their hearts are one and in agreement can they walk together.
So
when we have this experience of walking with the Lord, being with the Lord, we will come to know what the Lord's heart is.
我们明白他要 如何带领我们。
And we understand how he will lead us.
然后我们就到了他心意，要学习来跟他同行。
And by his will, by his heart, we learn how to walk with him.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们怎样常与主同行，必须要学习与他同行。
So in order for us to walk with the Lord, we must learn how to walk in agreement with him.
腓立比书第二章讲到主耶稣在地上的生活。
Philippians chapter 2, it talks about the Lord's life.
我想这一段话是我们非常熟悉的。
I believe this is something that we're all familiar with.
第二章一开头，保罗写信给腓立比教会，在劝勉他们，他们要爱心，要有什么交通，心中有什么意念、慈悲，你们都要要同样意念，要同样爱心。
In chapter 2, Philippians, Paul talks to the church and says, be it love or compassion, they must have the same love united in spirit, not one person.
要一样心意，要一样意念。
They must be in one mind.
用怎么可能一个教会能够一样的意念，一样的心思呢？
Brothers and sisters, how can a church and members of all have the same purpose?
那更不可能。我说两个人都不能够同心的，怎么那么多人要一起同心？
It's difficult for two people to agree, let alone a whole church.
那是保罗为什么告诉他们说，你们要意念相同，意念相，心思相同。
But Paul tells the church, Philippians, that you must be united in spirit, intent on one purpose.
怎样才有这个光景显出来呢？
How can they achieve this condition?
他告诉，后面就告诉我们那个秘诀，那个道路在哪。
Paul then tells them the secret.
他说，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Says when you have this attitude in yourself, which is also in Christ Jesus.
这个心应该翻中文应该把它翻成心思更好。
When you have this attitude, the same thoughts as those in Christ Jesus.
你们当以基督的心思为心。
When you have this same attitude.
所以用怎么说是每一个人都以基督的心思为我们的心思。
And if everybody had the same attitude in Christ Jesus.
自然而然每一个人就有同样的心思。
Naturally, we'll all be united in one purpose, in one mind. Because this one mind in which we are united in it does not belong to you or me. Because this one mind is the mind of Christ Jesus. So when all of us have the same mind in Christ Jesus, we naturally will be in one mind. But what is this mind of Christ Jesus? Paul then tells us this.
他说他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺。
He says he existed in the form of God, but did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped.
反倒虚己，取人奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
But emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, being made in the likeness of men.
既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心束缚，以自己全死在十字架上。
Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death.
原来耶稣基督的心思就是一个卑微的心思，一个谦卑的心思。
The mind of the Lord is a humble mind.
一个舍己的心思。
A mind that is self-sacrificial.
哇，保罗只用两三节的话就把主耶稣一生的一个情形描述的非常清楚。
In just these couple of verses, Paul has fully described the mind of Christ.
他原来是神。
He existed in the form of God.
他与父是合而为一的。
And He and the Father were one. But he took on the form of man and humbled himself. He empties himself, taking the form of a bondservant to serve men. And he humbled himself, became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
所以弟兄怎么看见怎么样才能与主同行呢？
Brothers and sisters, how are we to walk with the Lord?
我们需要有耶稣基督的心思。
We must have the mind of Christ.
我们必须要谦卑自己，我们要看自己实在算不得什么。
We must humble ourselves at the same point.
我怎么说是每一个神的儿女都有这样心思的话，自然而然在跟随主的道路上就容易。
If every brother and sister has the same mind in Christ, then this following the Lord on this path would be very easy. It would be easy to follow and walk with him.
那么与主同行再来是怎么样呢？
But then what comes after following and walking with the Lord?
与主同行, 也就是讲到要跟随他的脚同行。
When we follow and walk, walk with the Lord, we must follow in His footsteps as well.
所以我们看看耶稣在地上的脚中是怎么样的脚中。
When we look in the Bible, which records the, these very footsteps of the Lord.
自然而然跟从他的也是跟着跟着他就走他自己。 就走主的道路,
For all those who follow the Lord, follow after in His steps.
就是跟着他脚中走,
this is following the footsteps of the Lord.
在地上的脚中, 你在地上的道路是什么道路?
The Lord's footsteps on this earth, what kind of path was this?
他是走在一个十字架上,
this was the path of the cross.
刚刚我们看到那首诗歌,
in the hymn we just sang, spoke of the Lord's experiences on earth.
我今天是从哪里开始?
Where did the life of Christ begin? It started from Bethlehem.
他原来是神的儿子, 是个尊位荣耀,
he's the son of God and worthy of everything.
他降卑为人,
he was the glorious son of God, but he took on the form of man and was born in a manger.
所以主十字架道路不是他长大出来传神的道的时候他们受许多围来开始。
The Lord did not start his life from the baptism. But started right there from Bethlehem.
所以我们看见当主耶稣降生的时候，当时的希律王要杀害他。
When the Lord was born and Herod was after him.
然后他父母就带着他从那个伯利恒，然后逃往埃及地去。
Joseph and Mary took him and escaped. To escape to Bethlehem.
然后又从埃及把他呼召出来，然后回到以色列地区。
Then they ran and went to Egypt, and then from Egypt they took him back.
因为那时候希律王已经死了。Because
Herod had died.
然后父母又把他带到那个加利利去，然后最后住在那撒路。And
finally they took
那撒勒。Jesus'
parents took him to Galilee and settled in Nazareth.
所以我们看耶稣十字架道路呢，是从伯利恒开始。
So we see this path of the cross started from Bethlehem.
And
so when King Herod was after his life, the Lord sent protectors. The Lord's parents took him and ran as if they were refugees.
我们知道当时那个环境是很不容易的。
And the environment they were in at the time was a very difficult one.
好像可以坐车坐马，好像可以有一些很好的交通工具。
They had some modes of transportation.
感谢主，主就是这样子开始他地上的生命。
They didn't have the modes of transportation that we have today, but this is how the Lord started his life.
他开始走天堂地上的道。
This is how he started to walk.
当他出来传道的时候，
When he began his ministry,
我们看见那些犹太人是多方的反对他，抵挡他。
We see the Jews were so up in arms against him. They wanted to humiliate
him.
But the Lord was there and did not resist. Not resist even to the point of death on the cross. And on that point, the Jews did not let him go. Continue to humiliate him and laugh at him. But the Lord obeyed completely. Because he knew that this was the cup given to him by the Father, a cup that he must drink. He had to walk this narrow path of the cross. So, brothers and sisters, those who follow the Lord must also walk the same path.
所以主耶稣在马可福音那里告诉我们说，
So the Lord Jesus, so in Mark it tells us this.
他说若有人要跟从我，就要舍己背起自己的十字架来跟从。
The Lord said those who want to follow me must take up their cross and follow me.
人若不背起自己的十字架跟从主，他是没有办法做主的。
Those who do not take up their own cross are unable to follow the Lord as their disciple.
主的要求标准那么高呢？
Why is the qualification of being disciple set so high?
因为要跟从主的人，主知道这是一条不容易的道路。
Because being a disciple of the Lord is a difficult path.
是不容易的。
It's not easy.
人若不背起自己的十字架,
if the follower does not take up their own cross,
不可能跟从主,
they are unable to follow the Lord.
背起自己的十字架就是要舍己,
taking up your own cross means to deny oneself.
要否定自己,
you must deny your flesh.
我们今天整个生活都是从自己的东西。
Many of us live our lives in a very self-centered manner.
我们不要, 很难否定我们自己。
And it's very difficult for us to deny ourselves.
意见自己的方法都是最好。
We think our own thoughts and our own ways are the best.
以至于好像我们在服事在配搭里面好像很不容易配在一起。
And it's very difficult for us to even serve together as well because of this.
因为每一个天然生命都是以自己为中心的。
Because we are naturally born selfish.
但是你说若是要跟从我。
But the Lord says, if you want to follow me, you must deny yourself. You must put yourself down. Only when you let go of the self can you follow the Lord. Brothers and sisters, many people today say they do not want to follow the Lord. Many people say they want to follow the Lord. But why is it that they can't? Because they're unable to deny themselves. Because a lot of those who profess such things believe that they can do it themselves. And they are unable to accept anybody else's thoughts.
就慢慢就消失掉。
And because of this,
就不再跟从主了。
They start to
用什么？这是我们常常的，常有的光景。
Start to lose track and they're unable to follow through.
但是告诉我们，要背起自己之下的跟从。
Condition we all have, but the Lord tells us that we must take up our cross and follow.
这是一条不容易道路。
For this is a path that is not easy.
需要许多舍己。
We must deny ourselves.
需要主在我们身上有许多对付。
And we must allow the Lord to work in us.
这实在是一条窄路。
This is truly a narrow path.
若是这是一条宽大路。
If we take the wide path.
我想跟从的人就会很多。
Then naturally, those who tread this wider path will be so much more.
在跟从主的道上总是少数的。
But those who take narrow path are few.
因为知道这不是一条容易的道。
That is a difficult one.
这是主的窄路，这是主十字架的道路。
This is a narrow path for the Lord, path of the cross.
一个跟从主的人就是要走主的道路。
But those who follow the Lord must walk this path.
需要受许多为难。
They must endure.Much difficulty. There's many trials that will come upon us. But if we are to follow the Lord to the very end, we must be willing to let go of ourselves. When we deny ourselves, then we are able to follow and keep up.Because this is the path of the cross and it is narrow.
虽然这是一个十字架窄路,
although this is a narrow path of the cross,
这是跟从主的人要走的道路,
this is a path that all followers of Jesus must take.
当我们跟从主的时候,
but when we follow the Lord,
他把我们带到哪里去呢?
Where will the Lord take us?
那就是启示录在那里所告诉我们。
Revelation tells us
the destination.羔羊坐在站在锡安山上的时候
The final destination is the sea where the Lamb is standing on the Mount of Zion.
有144,000个人和他一同站在那里。
And with him 144,000 were standing there with him.
在他们额上有主人名，也有父人名。
And on their foreheads were written his name and the name of his father.
这些人是特别单单归给他的。
These people were specially prepared for him.
羔羊站在锡安山。
The Lamb was standing on Mount Zion.
锡安山是代表什么？
What does Mount Zion represent?
锡安山乃是代表基督得胜作王掌权的地方。
The Mount Zion represents the victory of the Lord where he reigned as king.
感谢主，主虽然是走在这十字架道路。
We thank the Lord that the Lord has walked this narrow path of the cross.
他最终被钉在十字架上。
The very end, he was nailed to the cross.
十字架那也不仅是讲到一个罪的死必须定在那，罪人必须定死在那里。
The cross was not only a testament of the sin of man being nailed there,
显明神的公义，
but also revealed the righteousness of God.
十字架也说到基督的得胜，
The cross of Christ is also speaks to his victory. Because through the cross, he defeated the one who held the power of death. He defeated all the evil ones, evil powers. At the very end, he stands victorious on Mount Zion. This Mount Zion came from the cross. It came into being through the cross. Thank the Lord, the Lamb was there standing on Mount Zion victorious and having overcome. We thank the Lord also that there are 144,000
there
who are standing with the Lamb there. They are also overcomers. They overcame by the tribulation of the cross. As the Lord sat there enthroned and reigning, they also sat with him. Why were these 144,000 able to stand on Mount Zion with the Lord? Because wherever the Lamb of God went, they followed. They follow after the Lamb. Only because of this, they're able to stand with the Lamb on Mount Zion.
感谢主, 这是圣经上所看见的,
brothers and sisters, this is what the Bible reveals to us. Praise the Lord.
一个跟从主的人,
but through the people of the Lord,
虽然他和主一样要经过十字架这条道路,
they experience this path of the cross. They walk this like the Lord.
他们为了神国在努力征战的时候, 他们要受许多苦。
They fought the fight and endured much hardship for the kingdom.
这个苦不一定是肉身上的苦。
This hardship is in suffering may not be physical suffering.
有时候灵里面的苦那是更难受的。
So, oftentimes the suffering within the spirit is much more difficult to bear.
有时候是肉身的苦，也许外面医疗可以把你治好。
Physical suffering perhaps can be resolved by medicine.
但是那里面的苦是很不容易过去。
But suffering that comes from within is very hard to get over. When we go through these sufferings, time passes. And over time, we forget about
these sufferings.
But the scar within our spirit seems to be there ever present.
感谢主，要跟从主的人，他必须要受许多苦。
Thank the Lord that those who follow the Lord must endure suffering.
因为主曾经为我们缘故，带来受许多苦。
Because the Lord already for our sake has suffered for us already.
但神也应许说，与主同受苦的，就要和他一同得荣耀。
For those who suffer with Him also be in glory with Him.
荣耀是经过受苦而来的。
Glory comes through suffering.
所以当我们跟从主。 走在他这条十字架窄路的时候,
so when we are following the Lord on this narrow path of the cross,
我们看见当有一天主的国柱在地上设立的时候,
and when the kingdom of God is established on earth,
主坐在宝座上的时候, 我们要和他一同坐在宝座上。
When the Lord is sitting on the throne, we'll be there with him.
如果我们看见原来跟从主到最终所要带的结局是那么荣耀，是那么丰富的话,
you see the Lord is leading us to the very end where we are glorified. When we see this and realize this, does this not make us joyful to follow
him?
We have the same faith as the Lord. In order to have the same faith, to share the same destiny as the Lord, we must follow where the Lamb goes. The hymn that we just sang. I think the melody, the tune of that hymn was beautiful. And the lyrics were profound. And the essence was very deep. I think in the last portions of the first stanza, very precious. The writer of the hymn told us the lyrics.
写的后面一句放在前面，他说：“如果我们手要得他的奖赏
，If our hands would grasp the prize，
我们脚需要和他同时同走他的路。
Our feet must follow Jesus。
用什么盼望那一天 我们所能够得到主的给我们的奖赏。
For the very, brothers, at the very end, we will receive the prize.
我们正在地上，我们这个脚必须要和他同走，去抢道。
In order to receive this prize, we must walk and follow Jesus.
这是神所定规的一个道路。
This path that has already been set by the Lord.
这是一个得荣耀道路。
This is the path of glory.
没有一个人可以免去。
Nobody can, avoid this.
除非我们不想得到主的奖赏。
Unless you do not want to grasp the prize.
我们要想盼望那一天得到主的奖赏，得到他的称赞。
If we want to receive the praise and the prize from the Lord, that day,
我们脚必须和他同走一条道。
Our feet must go where he goes.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
跟从主。
Following the Lord.
虽然是个不容易的道路。
Is a difficult path.
但最终，因着跟从主的缘故，就把我们带到。
But in the end, the Lord will take us into glory.
我们是所跟从的主，他是作王掌权的。
When we follow him, he is the one who is reigning and has authority.
启示录的时候很奇妙的，坐在宝座上。
But in Revelation, the one who sits on the throne.
不是一个狮子。
Is not a lion.
狮子在圣经里面的确是说明是作王掌权的。
As you know, the lion represents one who has authority in the Bible.
但是到启示录却告诉我们说，那是羔羊的宝。
But in Revelation, it tells us that it's not the lamb, of the, not the throne of the lion, but the throne of the lamb. The one who was in the throne is not a lion,
是, 但是羔羊,
but is the lamb.
羔羊就说到他的卑微, 他的谦卑, 他的顺服。
Lamb represents humility and obedience.
今天我们在地上, 我们喜欢跟着一个狮子。
Today, we like to follow lions.
这个狮子非常有忠威严, 非常伟大。好像非常有权力，很有能力。
Because lions appear to us majestic and authoritative and powerful.
就像今天以前在台湾，那些在弟兄在军中服役的那些弟兄们。
I heard from some of these brothers.
他们说到有一些人呢，从前跟随一些那个他们的长官。
There are some people who followed after their rulers.
如果是跟对人的话呢？到等到他们那些长官升官升职，知道什么将军什么时候，他就可以，这些人就被他提拔。
In the past, there were people who followed after certain officials and rulers, and wherever the officials were promoted, they were also promoted with them.
若是你跟错人的话，你的职位可能就一辈子就停在这个就在那个职位上继续。
But if you pick the wrong person to follow, then you share the same fate as them.
所以我看到地上人是跟着那些尊贵的人。跟着尊贵的人都，他们就会提拔你。
So we people here are looking to follow these honorable people to share the same glory.
让你能够跟他们一样，能够升官发财。
Because these people want to be like, want to rise through the ranks with them.
我们在地上不是跟着狮子，而是跟着羔羊。
But we here on earth do not follow after the lion, but after the lamb.
就说到只在地上是卑卑微微。
And because the word is described on earth as someone who is humble.
被人轻视，被人藐视。
Someone who has been rejected and looked down upon.
被人弃绝。
Someone who has been abandoned and rejected.
弟兄姊妹，我们在地上愿意跟从这样的人吗？
Brothers and sisters, are we willing to follow somebody like this?
跟从这样的人是没有前途的。
Do we feel that following somebody like this has no future for us?
在属灵上跟从就必须要跟从高。
But in the spiritual walk, we must follow somebody like this.
效法学习。
Must learn from him and imitate him.
你要跟从他。
And follow him.
我们学习顺服他。
And learn how to obey him.
你要跟从他，我们要学习常常安静的坐在他面前。
And as we follow him, we learn how to quiet ourselves before him.
当我们常常停留在主的面光当中，我们就慢慢改变自己，我们就年轻成一个潜移默化。
And then when we come before the light of his countenance, Lord, we are changed.
我们就改变更像主。
And we become more like him.
虽然这是一个不容易的道路
，although this is a difficult path，
但圣经却让我们看见这条道路最终要往上到荣耀。
The Bible tells us that the final destination is into glory。
我们的主借着起初呼召某一班的门徒，让我们看见应该如何的跟从。
I hope that through this account, the Lord calling disciples has shown us how to follow the Lord。
我们这样的跟从主。
How we ought to follow the Lord。
最终的命运是。
Because our final destination, our destiny,
is glory.
And on that day, all suffering and hardship will be gone. all our hardships will be like nothing.
正如保罗所说，这试探之前的苦楚，为了要成就那无比荣耀。
This temporary hardship and suffering will result in eternal glory.
巴不得借着这希望彼此勉励，彼此一同学习和跟从。
I hope that we can encourage ourselves, encourage each other to follow the Lord.
好叫主的旨意最终能成就到你身上。
That the will of the Lord may be accomplished on us.
叫一切荣耀归给他。
May all glory be given to Him. This concludes my sharing for today. Let's have a word of prayer.
Let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer.
Lord, we give you thanks
and praise.
感谢你、今天透过你的、话语跟我们 教导我们如何跟从你。
That today you have given us your word for those of us who follow you.
主啊，我们深知这条、十字架的道路是非常的、窄小。
We know that this way of the cross is one that is narrow.
跟从你不容易。
And to follow you is、difficult.
但主啊，求你给我们添加力量。
So Lord, would you give us strength from heaven?
也怜悯我们。
And have mercy on us.
让我们能够跟从你。
So that we can follow after you.
让我们跟、门徒一样，能够为你复活、得人。
So that we can be like your disciples and、add more to your kingdom.
我们、但愿把你的话语、放在我们的心中。
We ask that you would put your word in our heart.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名祈求。
And we pray and ask in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen. 我们现在看。